Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
You're listening to another TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Russell Hargreaves. And there's only one place to start, that's at Wembley Stadium, as Manchester City booked their place in the FA Cup final after beating Sheffield United. It was all live on TalkSport. Here's how it sounded with reaction from both managers.
Ball he goes, and that's the last touch. The treble gets ever closer. Thanks to a Mahrez treble.
After 3 years coming here, semi-final, lose, finally, 4 years in a row, come here, win, that's fantastic.
City will be delighted with, obviously, the result, but the fact that they've got a few players on, they've got Foden back on the pitch going forward.
Manchester City on the Riyadh to Wembley, they will be back here again in the final. Three successive semi-final defeats, but they've got over the hurdle this time.
There's never any complacency with this fella. He's pumped up for a game like this as much as he is for a Champions League final or a Champions League semi, whatever it may be. So he is the same manager that puts expectation on his players, but also on himself as well, and I think that's brilliant to see.
Always when I make a lot of changes, always I lose the games. And after three years here, losing, we wanna had the feeling to be FA Cup final experience once in my life, and it was so nice. And I said to the guys, so how many FA Cup finals you have played in your career? The guys were did maybe once, but the 75% never ever. So if you hadn't experienced that feeling that all UK is watching us, the FA Cup final, the most historical and traditional trophy in all countries, and come here and experience that, we have to track it, we have to do it.
If we achieve what we want to achieve on Wednesday night, that's what we're measuring ourselves against, so that's what we have to take from it. In order to compete against the best, we have to almost play a perfect game.
Sheffield United have beaten Tottenham on their journey here. They've come up against probably, arguably, one of the best teams in the world today, and it was too much for them.
We've had to work hard to get to this point, but we've achieved nothing yet, so everyone's focus, everyone's determination is on 3 points.
If they get promoted and an FA Cup semi-final and they've had a look at a Premier League team and the standard that they've got to attain to, it's been a wonderful season for them.
Real Madrid to come, Arsenal to come, and Manchester United or Brighton to come. The Blue Moon is on the rise. They believe this is their year to win the lot.
And the Manchester City juggernaut rolls on, doesn't it? An incredible 4 days for them, you know, that quarter-final victory. Got to the FA Cup final today. Arsenal dropping points, puts them in a good place.
Here's how we reacted to the game on the Game Day phone-in with Jamie O'Hara and Gabby Agbonlahor on TalkSport.
Man City are frightening. Kevin De Bruyne rested today. Rodri rested as well.
Yeah.
They're frightening, aren't they?
Yeah, players coming off the bench. You know, you got Foden coming on. You know, your players can just... When you can take off Grealish, you can take off Haaland after 66 minutes. We just said it, weren't we? Yeah. As soon as he goes to 3-0, changes come. They're fresh. And I looked at the bench at one point. It's unbelievable.
I bet they can't wait to play Arsenal Wednesday.
Do you think?
I bet they're so excited, mate, to give Arsenal a lesson. Because... Yeah. Arsenal aren't going to stop this City team. Real Madrid will give it a good go, but I don't think we'll stop them. Brighton or Manchester United won't stop them. City will win the treble. I want to get some odds.
When I look at this team, the football that they're playing at the moment, I can't see anyone matching them.
The City, though, they're scary, man.
Yeah, no.
The way they're playing from the... No,
do you think they're winning treble?
They're frightening, and I'm just frightened for Real Madrid, for Arsenal, for anyone.
If they win the treble, Manchester City, with this side, yeah, are they the greatest Premier League team ever?
I think they would push the 2008 Manchester United.
With Tevez, think that team was unbelievable.
Tevez, Ronaldo, didn't win the treble, Rooney. Though. I think they'd push them, and I think they would be. I really think they do, mate. The football they're playing, they're passing.
You think they're better than the Invincibles? You think they're better than the 99 Man United squad?
If they win the treble, I really do. Because the football we're watching, Jamie, is different.
I think it's hard to compare. I remember the 2008 team that Man United had. Me and Gabby played against it. It was unbelievable. You know, Giggs, Tevez, Rooney, Ronaldo, Valencia, Scholes, Carrick. That team was unbelievable. This Man City team, though, the football that they're playing... I've not seen football played like it. It's hard to compare.
You know, he's a magician, Pep, what he's doing to this league, but I just hope he doesn't complicate it.
And a reminder, we bring you the second semi-final between Manchester United and Brighton live on TalkSport later this afternoon with kick-off at 4:30. That'll be the first game since United boss Erik ten Hag celebrated his first year in charge at Old Trafford. And before we hear from him, it's the former Chelsea striker Tony Cascarino who's looked back at ten Hag's first 12 months in the dugout.
It is over. Once again, it is glory, glory, Manchester United. Manchester United's longest trophy drought in a generation is over. Erik ten Hag leads the Red Devils to League Cup triumph, their first silverware in 6 years.
52 games in charge. He's won 36 of them. Mm-hmm. 7 draws, 9 losses. One Carabao Cup, as we know, as they beat Newcastle in February. They're the FA Cup semi-finalists. They'll face Brighton tomorrow and currently third in the Premier League.
I believe there's been an improvement and it's been a slow burner. I think it'll continue. Obviously, making the Champions League is very vital to Manchester United this season. And going into the market, I think there'll be change again that will make a difference.
This group of players can do better, and because... they already proved it. They proved it so many times in this season. We have made a huge progress during the season, but we have steps to go.
I think it's been a really tricky one for him. You know, there is lots of challenges at Man United. They have a wage bill that's very high. They overpay a lot of players on long contracts.
During the season, we make a huge progress. But now we have the experience that we have still a way to go. And so we have to step up.
Can you believe it? Brentford 4, Manchester United 0. Manchester United have capitulated here.
Liverpool are in utter, utter dreamland. Liverpool 7, Manchester United 0.
There's been some incredible lows losing to Brentford in the way they did.
Thank you.
Liverpool was extraordinary at Anfield, the 7-0. But there is a manager there that clearly knows what he wants to do with the club, how he wants to make them play.
We are a different team now. And I think, as I said, we made the progress. But also, we know and we have to face. We have steps to go.
I think it's been mainly a thumbs up for Erik ten Hag. I think it would be a hell of a lot of frustration from him about, you know, how United have got themselves in such a bad state with so many players on a lot of money who are not as good as he thinks they should be.
We have now still a lot of games to play, so we have a lot of occasions to prove it. And so all the energy has to go in that way.
Now, looking back at yesterday's Premier League action, Leicester moved out of the relegation zone with a crucial 2-1 win at home to Wolves, while both Everton and Leeds stay in big trouble after they drew with Crystal Palace and lost to Fulham, respectively. His reaction from all of those games across the TalkSport network.
Well, Leicester have beaten Wolves 2-1. They move out of the relegation zone on goal difference.
We can't get away from the fact we're on a rotten run of form, you know, which has put us in the position we're in. And we needed to get a victory, you know, so to come from a goal behind to get the victory is probably sweeter.
Timothy Castagne with a 75th minute winner, finishing off the best move of the game. Wolves 6 points above trouble, Leicester 2, Wolves 1.
It puts them in a good place, I think. Mentally, that was a massive game today because we needed to get a win. You know, we couldn't continue the rotten run of form, and
and expect to stay in the league. So we had to get a win, and we've got that today.
They looked like they wanted to stay up. They looked like they were fighting for the manager.
Yeah,
Brendan Rodgers, they wouldn't seem that near the end, but Leicester will be fine. If they play like that against Leeds, they'll turn Leeds over.
I never get too high, never get too low. You know, players need to look and see the leader to be consistent in his messages and his emotions. And, you know, they'll certainly see I'm happier than I was last week, but we have to make sure that we take it one game at a time, because you can very quickly get lost in this game.
Palace nil, Everton nil, a good point for Everton.
The whole team unit needs to deliver more, because the league table doesn't lie. I'm not obsessed with it, but it's there. You know, it was there when I got there and it's still there. So therefore, you know, the league table is the biggest thing that will teach you. But I think players should demand more of each other, no matter what the position is.
Everton drop into the bottom three. Palace's three-game winning run comes to an end. Palace nil, Everton nil.
That's the league table. I don't really bother with it until the end. I've been in it since I was 16. The most important table is the one at the end of the season. Nothing means anything apart from that one. That's the most important one. So my focus stays on that.
24 goals scored this season, by far the least in the Premier League. Toothless.
I thought I answered it. No, it doesn't with me personally, but I can answer again. The one at the end of the season is the most important table. I've been in this game since I was 16. That is the most important table. The one at the end of the season after that final whistle goes.
It's all over. Fulham have won by 2-1. It's another defeat for Leeds. And once again, fingers will be pointed at their goalkeeper, Ilian Meslier.
No matter what substitutions you make, no matter what 11 you pick as well, if your goalkeeper makes two mistakes like that, and I feel for him, it's a horrible position. It's a very lonely position, and that's a big defeat for Leeds.
We are making many, many mistakes from in different positions, in different places. And now it's better to try to keep calm, to try to analyse them, to try to improve them, and try to be together until the end.
Although they got a late own goal to give them hope, Leeds failed to get the equalising goal. It's another loss for them.
I'm worried about everything. It's our third defeat in a row, and we have to improve. We don't have time. We cannot to have doubts about that. We have to believe, because we did it 4 games ago, 5 games ago. We did it. And did it really well.
Yous are going down. You cannot get a result at the moment. You lose 2-1 to Fulham today.
I totally agree, boys. I mean, Jesse Marsh was not doing a good job. But since we've gotten this Javi Garcia in, we've gotten worse, boys.
Do you think you're going down?
Definitely.
This is an opportunity to at least get a point for Leeds. And you look at their games, you know, that Leicester game on Tuesday now. Wow, how big is that?
We can only do one thing, is try to be focused on the next game, try to prepare as better as possible. And knowing is massive.
The spectre of relegation continues to hover over Leeds. Full time, Fulham 2, Leeds United 1.
Now it's hard to accept the moment we are living, but we have to believe and try to do it together.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And the end today with looking back at more of Saturday's Premier League action, Liverpool keeping up their hopes of a possible top four finish after beating Nottingham Forest 3-2. It was live on TalkSport 2 with Ian Danter and the former Arsenal winger Perry Groves calling the action.
Norris get us underway on TalkSport 2. Here's Alexander-Arnold's free kick. Van Dijk with a header tipped over the bar by Navas.
Yeah, fantastic flying save there from Keylor Navas.
Swung in by Alexander-Arnold. Turn goal was cleared off the line by Nico Williams. And it's got it in on the goal line by Diogo Jota. And finally, the deadlock is broken. Liverpool only needed a minute or so to hit the front in this second half. And Forest have it all to do on the road once again.
Excellent start from Liverpool in this second half.
And here comes Morgan Gibbs-White. And Nico Williams is in space. Rolled in at the edge of the area. Right-footed drive. Deflected in. It's 1-1. It's his first goal for Nottingham Forest, and it comes against his former club. In it comes, taken down by Jota, onside, drives it in. So, so simple, and Liverpool are back in front at Anfield.
It's just really, really sloppy defending from Nottingham Forest.
Van Dijk, and Morgan Gibbs-White has equalised. He's volleyed it in on a dramatic afternoon. They just won't lie down. They're desperate to stay in the Premier League for the first time of asking. Alexander-Arnold swings in the free kick, and it's in from Salah off the post, and a vital, vital goal for Liverpool.
That is such shocking defending, it's frightening.
Ball's headed back into the box. Johnson onto the crossbar, and Liverpool survive. Finally, the final whistle sounds, and Liverpool have back-to-back Premier League wins.
So that's it for another TalkSport Daily Podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. And make sure you hit that subscribe button. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning. But until then, thanks for listening to the TalkSport Daily Podcast.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.